Unverändert weit liegen die Länder in Raum und Zeit.
Wolkenlos ist der Himmel und still, vielleicht allzu still. Look out over the sea beyond all the shallows, and your gaze comes to the horizon. But of course, that is not the limit. What is your personal outlook? We are going on a sound expedition over the sea.
Sitting on my harbor bench, calm position among the hustle and bustle, watching the traffic, ships coming in, ships leaving.
Hunderttausende von Jahren, seit das sonderbare Wesen genannt Mensch die Erde beschreitet, hatte kein anderes Höchstmaß irdischer Fortbewegung gegolten.
Watching the traffic, ships coming in, ships leaving. What might their route be?
Erst das 19. Jahrhundert verändert fundamental Maß und Rhythmus der irdischen Geschwindigkeit.
What might their route be? Did they enjoy their little rest? Did they rest? Weather is fine. Some single clouds hang in the sky. No acceptable change. No expectable change. No expectable change.
Erst durch diese Entdeckung hat die Relation von Raum und Zeit die entscheidendste Umstellung seit Erschaffung der Welt erfahren.
The sea? Calm. Only sometimes slightly agitated.
Dann sind auch die anderen Weltteile einbezogen in jenen großartigen Zusammenhang.
As if waiting for something and getting ready for carrying ships or something else. As if waiting for something and getting ready for carrying ships or something else. For carrying ships or something else.
Yeah, harbor for me has to do with industrial boats, mostly, and abandoned industrial boats. Harbor has to do with the first kiss. Harbor has to do with the first love, because that's where we were hiding to meet other, to meet our partners. Harbor has to do with Fassbinder, because it was in Thessaloniki, the harbor was somehow a red light district in the beginning, and there was a little fish tavern for sailors. So harbor was Fassbinder, because always we're saying, let's go and have lunch to Fassbinder. And then when I was growing up, I learned what Fassbinder was, because otherwise I didn't understand why he has this weird name.
Aloha, aloha, ike ona, ona noa, ikoli.
You know, so when I actually think about, when you say the word harbor, that image comes to me, because it's been, it's in me in many ways. I have been feeling it in my body, actually, a little more about how far away from the ocean I am right now. And I can't access the idea of a harbor right now. This is very real. The image of it is very real still.
For me, it's nice as a space of imagination, and there's no, like, instead of a real desire to travel, but it's the idea, the abstraction of it is quite amazing. But I mean, because it also means the history of travel, so it means a lot. Just looking out means thinking of all the people who've traveled on that harbor, or all the places one could go to. But it's like the water, yeah. And of course, then if you're actually in a port, you see ships that have arrived from different countries. And that is also an abstraction. So because these things we just don't live with when we're inside our city life, in the urban inside, you don't think of these things, of connectivities. So a harbor is a form of connection.
Harbor is connection, yes, but it's also division.
harbors are borders, but you can visually access them much easier than you can borders between countries and land. Generally don't go to a border, but a harbor by definition is a border.
Every single thing, you're conducting your entire life online. So this, it's very disembodied, including sort of physical sensation of standing at the end of land. So the harbor is there, it's very, very disembodied. It's also an image of violence, and it's also an image of childhood. It's also an image of another city that I long for.
Harbor is a public space for me, very intimate as public spaces can be, but harbors are private spaces.
I mean, I can't actually picture it so easily anymore because the ships were huge. And as a child, they were even bigger, you know? I mean, and there was just like, it was endless. Like, it would go very, very slowly across. So it would start, and then it would be this endless ship, and that would just leave. It was actually quite amazing because this would happen a few times every single day.
Sitting on my harbor bench, watching the traffic, ships coming in, ships leaving.
Erst das 19. Jahrhundert verändert fundamental Maß und Rhythmus der irdischen Geschwindigkeit. In seinem ersten und zweiten Jahrzehnt rücken die Völker, die Länder rascher aneinander als vor dem in Jahrtausenden. Nie werden wir späteren das Staunen jener Generation über die ersten Leistungen des elektrischen Telegraphen nachzufühlen vermögen. Erst durch diese Entdeckung hat die Relation von Raum und Zeit die entscheidendste Umstellung seit Erschaffung der Welt erfahren.
Summer Academy, Salzburg. Exploring new horizons on waves.